Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And we're joined now by Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent, Alistair Bunkle. Alistair, good morning to you. Obviously, tensions extremely high between Israel and Lebanon. Tanks, we're hearing, gathering on the border. And of course, a strike on central Beirut that has killed heads of various Palestinian organizations. Tell us how things are as you see it today.
Yeah, Israel still threatening to launch a ground invasion of Lebanon. The Israeli foreign minister telling a number of his counterparts around Europe that there will be no ceasefire until Hezbollah noticeably pull back from the border in accordance with the UN Resolution 1701, which was agreed after the 2006 war. I should just note there, it is not just Hezbollah that has violated that. Israel also has been accused of violating it by flying through Lebanese airspace, maritime space, and there are various border disputes. So I think that would need some diplomatic negotiation to agree to. And Israel still carrying out airstrikes across southern Lebanon, the Bekaa Valley, and now overnight in central Beirut, the first time they've actually targeted the center of the Lebanese capital since 2006.
Israel look like they are winning. Parking all morality, putting that to one side, in terms of warfare, they took out the communications networks. They've obviously killed the head of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah. They have certainly put it up to Iran, who don't look like they're stepping up here. Is this a turning point in all of this? If Iran doesn't enter the fray and if Hezbollah is largely, I suppose, weakened by Israeli actions, are we seeing a change in the influences in the Middle East now? Are Iran on the wane? What are we looking at?
Israel is winning. I mean, if you just look at it, you know, through the cold eye.
Yeah, I'm not passing any comment on the morality of this.
But I mean, I completely agree. And people will say, but look at all the civilian deaths in Lebanon. Look at the displacement of people. And it is an entirely valid point. But from a military perspective, Israel is winning and not really at the moment incurring much cost for it. Hezbollah are still firing into Israel. The Houthis fired towards Tel Aviv, but it is doing very little damage by comparison, both to Israeli infrastructure, but also Israeli civilians. And at the moment, it is one-way traffic, broadly speaking, in Israel's favor. And they will continue pushing on. And certainly in the short term, they are doing immense damage to Hezbollah. And Iran seems to be divided as to how to respond.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose there's a question about the longer term. Netanyahu says they are changing the dynamics of power in the Middle East. They are certainly doing that in the short term, but longer term, there are far bigger, more important questions about not just where this goes, but how it does change the structure of the Middle East.
And can we predict at this point in any way what that changed face of the Middle East might be? Obviously, Israel have also struck the Houthis in Yemen. I mean, they are lashing out at their enemies as they would see it now, and appear to be on a path to actually destroy them as effectively as they can.
I think just quickly with the Houthis, I think Israel would say, you've hit us, we will hit you back, and we'll leave it there. You hit us again, we'll hit you back. But I don't think that will Unless the Houthis want to go at Israel big time, I don't think that will spiral into anything bigger. I think for me, the question is what does Iran do? Yeah. Because Hezbollah is in such disarray, but they are still Iran's chief proxy. Iran has to make a really careful call here. They want to develop their nuclear program. They want to keep their proxies intact. Do they decide that it's gone so far now that they have no other choice but to get involved in a war in order to preserve their proxies? Or do they decide the opposite? We still have some of Hezbollah intact. I mean, they still have thousands of fighters. You know, they are not defeated, but they are certainly...
If Iran, just lastly, Alistair, if Iran don't step up here, that does change things going forward, doesn't it?
It's a little bit like what happened at the Six-Day War in 1967. Everybody before that had the assumption that Jordan, Syria, and Egypt were all powerful. It was the Israelis who carried out preemptive strikes, pushed them back, and they bust that myth. And that's perhaps what's going to happen this time. There has been an assumption that Iran, with its proxies, chiefly Hezbollah, was powerful enough to deter the Israelis. Well, Hamas are not destroyed, but they are pretty much destroyed as a military capability. Hezbollah are massively on the back foot. And if when this all finishes, whenever that is, Israel comes out the victor, then, as I say, that myth, and it will be proved to be something of a myth, that Iran has this powerful access across the Middle East, well, that will have been severely weakened.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle, their Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.